Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 13 of Heroes Unlimited. The glossary continues with some fairly useless entries. For example, after explaining to us what a D20 was on the previous page and what a percentile was on the previous page, the glossary feels the need to further explain what it means to roll a 20-sided or roll percentile. For a game that expects us to intuit what a wolfen is, Heroes Unlimited seems unwantedly cautious about our ability to extrapolate from having a 20-sided die to rolling a 20-sided die. But don't let me gatekeep you. If you're having trouble figuring out how to operate a die, by all means, dive into this glossary. I'm sure it's going to clear it right up for you. Fortunately, we're not stuck talking about these boring and redundant glossary entries because this page has an illustration. As I've mentioned before, both in its text and its illustration, this book has a mix of like Bronze Age traditional superheroics and grim and gritty 90s stuff. Heroes who look like they should be called something like Knife Blade or Lady Blackgrave. We have one such individual on this page. You can find him on the Instagram, as usual. He's a burly dude. He's sort of crouched down in what looks like a real intense stretch, like he's about to dive into battle, but first he really needs to get those hamstrings worked out. He's wearing a sort of gas mask with what look curiously like screws affixing it, but I'm going to assume that in this case those are meant to be just like little protruding parts of the gas mask. The thing on his forehead that looks like a screw, I feel like is a screw, but see Commander Gouge for details on how I feel about screws that go directly into your brain. Likewise, this guy's got sort of like bladed Freddy Krueger gauntlets with, once again, screws right where his joints should be. He's also got little tiny belts on his feet, as though his boots are basically just big socks that are a little loose at the bottom, and so he had to get like multiple tiny belts per foot to just like hold them on there with pressure. I mean, I hate buying socks too, but at the point when you're buying 10 little belts, we're really verging into the sunk cost fallacy here. What if the little belts aren't tight enough? Are you going to buy little tiny suspenders to hold the belts up? I also want to throw just a yellow flag down on the fact that this guy's not wearing the same number of tiny belts on either foot. One has three, one has five. And he's also wearing one of the same little belts around one thigh and one bicep, which are, by the way, the same girth, which is a convenient body shape to have in tiny belt buying and no other situation. Anyway, this guy's wearing some kind of crazy furry thing on his back. Either that or he's got a lot of wild hair back there. Possibly this is dark future Hermione. Doesn't seem like her, but you know, time turner's a hell of a drug. Got some little pouches on his belt, naturally. It is the 90s after all. But what I really want to talk about is the worst fashion choice on this page and the source of my personal superhero name for this burly belted gentleman. He's got chains coming over his shoulders. They go down his chest and his abdomen in a V, and they meet at his crotch on a big round metal plate directly over his crotch. So I guess it's being held up by these chains. It's like Flava Flav's clock, only it's just metal. It's just like a little gong, and it's hanging all the way down over his junk. Days ago, I gave you 10 possible names for the furry drag superhero, known alternately as Deep V, Major Muff, the Burning Brazilian, etc. But there can only be one appropriate code name for this weirdo, Gong Dong. We don't know much about Gong Dong. We don't know why he wears a gas mask. We don't know why he's got tiny belts tied all over his body. In particular, why would you put a belt on your thigh? We don't know why he's got such a weird build. These arms with gigantic shoulders and biceps. We don't know what he keeps in those two little pouches, which I guarantee you he cannot open and retrieve objects from with his big burly fingers that are all tipped with knives. They really are tiny. Each pouch is maybe a half to a third of the size of his palm. Maybe each pouch contains a single aspirin, so he can take a couple if he starts to experience that mysterious headache again that he's been struggling with ever since he got a gas mask screwed directly onto his face. Anyway, the pouches are a mystery. Everything's a mystery. But there's one thing we do know. Any attempt to attack Gong Dong's precious, precious testicles will result only in a resounding gong noise. So I guess in a sense, he's the greatest hero of them all. And let's be honest, we're all gamers here. That's just a crowd pleaser. put Gong Gong in your home campaign. It's a stupid design, it's the dumbest thing on this page, but it's gonna be a fun encounter. But for now, wave goodbye to Gong Gong. He can't wave back, his arm belt is on too tight. We're about to embark on character creation. Tomorrow on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That's ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Art of Escapism, whose work you can find at soundcloud.com/artofescapism. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.